brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, Max Keiser, on what he believes is going to be a financial implosion by late April, is going to be joining us. We're going to cover Bitcoin a lot more in the next hour. I've got a ton of news, special reports this hour, but I promise to take some calls right up front. I'm going to rant because I've got more I want to say a little bit in the next segment about Dennis Rodman, because I've been out of town for a week and haven't really talked about this. The incredibly disgusting spectacle, a little bit in the next segment, and tie it into North Korea threatening to nuke the United States. Now the armistice, which was a ceasefire, has ended, so there's a state of war between the United States and South Korea versus North Korea. I mean, this is a big deal. You've got an insane little demon running North Korea. And as bad as the globalists are, and they are bad, this guy's what they wish they were. I mean, these guys can't even get their cars to work. But they've got a big military to threaten people. I mean, what a joke. That's one of the few countries that a total roll-in and carpet bombing of the government would really be a nice thing. I mean, nothing could be as bad. Nothing could be as bad. I mean, I can look in the eyes of their government officials, all crazed and weird, sycophantic mental illness, and then some toddling little third-generation dictator moron hugging some burnout nobody. I was actually in Los Angeles one time. I'm not going to even tell a story. It doesn't even matter. Dennis Rodman is a complete joke. No one even wants to be around him. Bankrupted, nothing. That's a bad thing in and of itself. He's just an idiot. And it just shows how disconnected North Korea is. Man, I tell you. They say Kim Jong-un is just obsessed with Hollywood, and that's all he does is read Hollywood magazines and watch TV all day. I mean, what an obscenity. I mean, I would just love to get in a room with that guy. I mean, I would just love it. Wouldn't you love? Because I'm not somebody that dreams about beating the hell out of people, but I would love. Just let me punch him two or three times. I guarantee you. All right, I'm not going to fantasize here. Can you imagine an uppercut to that nose, full power? I mean, just give it absolute, caveman swing. The nose would completely be off the nose. It'd be a big, gaping black hole of blood spraying out. And then right into those teeth. Bam. And then just slam that head on the ground. Can you imagine that, bouncing it like a basketball? I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I got to admit, I mean, I look at that tyrant, and I have fantasies. You know all the people they string out and torture and all the kids and women, because reportedly they're into women. That's what him and his daddy are reportedly into, torturing them to death. And then it's all cute for Dennis Rodman. Look at the other sycophant. Who's that weirdo? I've seen that's some comedian or something. Who's the other guy up there in the middle? Who's that guy, the other black guy above the crazy psychopath below him? Who is that guy? I know that guy. I've seen him. I mean, this is like hell or something. And just look at the smile on Kim Jong-un's face. I mean, let's wipe that off your face, you little ferret, you little gerbil. Oh, man, get it off screen. Get it off. I'm going to rant in the next segment. I said I'd take calls. This segment I didn't. I'll just come back and talk about it, and I'll go to your calls. I have an instinct to want to put bad people down. And I don't do that to sound tough or whatever. I have a problem just being honest how I feel. And looking at that punches my buttons really, really bad. It punches my buttons really, really bad. And I love the fact Dennis Rodman was thrown out of a bar. That guy, let me tell you, man, it'd be one thing if he went and was very solemn and it was actually an ambassador, it'd still be a joke. And said what you're doing is wrong and everything, then I would say, wow, the guy actually did something. Instead, he went and groveled and said he was a great guy and all this, when the guys, him and his family, had like 10 million people's blood on their hands. And I've read about the confirmed reports about how the lower half class are put in pens as animals, and their kids are taken and sent to another camp so that there's no family. And the things they do in the medical experiments and all of it, the dehumanization, I think, of the millions of and the fact that when you look at their officers, they all have the same demonic look in their eye of just craven death worship, and I just absolutely want to annihilate them, don't you?
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a new article that just went up minutes ago at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's titled, "The Police Will Protect You, So Turn In Your Guns." And the Veritas Project, folks that brought down Akern, we're going to get them back on this week, they've gone around to police stations all over the country and gone in pro-tyranny areas, anti-gun areas, and they've actually gone in there and said, should I be able to have a gun? The police openly say, no, no one should be allowed to have a gun except the police. You need to get a dog. The same thing that Michael Moore told Luke Radowski of We Are Change. In fact, we probably should tell Kurt in his article to add a link to that particular We Are Change video, because this is a meme. Get a dog. Somebody intent on home invading is going to kill your dog. And the idea that we don't have a right to protect ourselves and that the police are going to do it when they have no statutory directive to do it. I mean, there are some common law failure to render aid, but the cops have exempted themselves even from that to where they're saying they don't have a compulsion to protect you, but I can't protect myself. I mean, if I lived in Chicago or New York, you better believe I'd have a gun. I mean, I'm a pretty big guy, and I've had people try to shake me down on the New York subway. just to see if I'd be scared and give him my watch. And I was like, are you really joking, guys? I was there with a couple other people. In fact, we actually got in a fight on the New York subway. I forgot. I let the guy push me because I didn't want to go to jail. It was like 3 in the morning when we were coming back, big guy. And Rob Jacobson's not that big, ran up and like pushed the guy really hard and said, come on. I was just like, let's get out of here. But again, I'm starting to have flashbacks to stuff in New York. That was like during the RNC in 2004. Time certainly flies late at night after being out on the bay doing some video shooting. But before I go to your phone calls and the toll-free number to join us when the line is open, first-time callers, 800-259-9231. Let me run over some of the headlines here. First off, North Korea is constantly threatening to annihilate America and to attack South Korea and the rest of it. It is the ultimate example of why big government's bad and why state planning destroys things. More than 10 million estimated North Koreans have died since the armistice back in the 1950s, 1953. The war never ended. There was a ceasefire, or to use the European term, an armistice, and they have had a ceasefire there with the DMZ. They have abolished the armistice as of yesterday. They announced they'd do it Friday and said we may preemptively launch an ICBM, which they have, thanks to Laurel and Hughes and helping them get the reactors. The head of ABB at the time was Donald Rumsfeld, and Clinton authorized it. So bipartisan, Rumsfeld's involved in getting aspartame approved. Rumsfeld is involved in Monsanto and the Terminator gene. I mean, it's like he's the devil. There's a poof of white smoke, and there's Donald Rumsfeld there. But the point is that that's why they now have this and have missiles that keep blowing up on the launch pad. Let me tell you, folks, I've watched how they've blown up. They've clearly got space-based and aircraft-based lasers that can shoot from hundreds of miles away and blow those things up. They are blowing them up. And that's why the White House came out on Saturday and said, we can shoot down those missiles. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, they had 30 years ago DC-10s with giant chemical lasers the entire length of the jet aircraft that are like Star Wars. I mean, particle beam, you're gone. Shoot right through armor, you name it. Very powerful. Regular laser would just bounce off. It's particle beam. A chemical laser with a cyclotron in it, a small superconducting supercollider, and then it's like a rail gun, but it's small particles, and it heats up. The reason I know is, of all people, my dad got a grant in high school to build a primitive particle beam. They were handing out things like that then. He was top of his class, and he built a small particle laser and was blowing stuff up in the backyard. I can't believe I'm saying this. It sounds so crazy. It's actually true. And he didn't wear the proper safety glasses. He had welding glasses on. Wasn't enough. Particles went in, and his eyes got burned. He was blind for about 3 weeks. Had to wear bandages. They didn't know he'd have his eyesight back. And his eyes went from blue to green. But it's really burns. It burned the front of his eye. And he has like yellow burns on his eye, but I don't know why I'm telling that story now. Okay, anyways, I'm going to do a special on lasers very soon. Believe me, it's going to be a viral video. Wait, this has been done for months. I've got to finish it up. I mean, we shot the video of the lasers. I'm just going to leave it at that. I like to have fun. But let me get back to North Korea. Here's Paul Craig Roberts' article dealing with trying to start war in the Middle East with people that aren't starting it and putting Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and all these areas. He's got starting Armageddon in the face, but hiding it with official lies. That's right. It's all about doing it publicly, but then openly denying it just to condition you to accept pure lies and then not even know what's true unless you spend time to actually ferret it out. And then you just try to talk to the cattle out there who think it's cool, who wear their ignorance like an armor, they don't want to know. And so here it is. North Korea threatens preemptive nuclear strike on U.S. South begin war games. South Korea and U.S. begin military drills as North Korea threatens war. That's today, AP. North Korea cuts hotline with South, threatens nuclear strike as war games begin. And let me tell you, Kim Jong-un is actually in command. And when you look at how mentally ill his generals are, wearing stuff that looks like suits from 100 years ago and driving 57 Chevys around and weirdos crying for 2 days straight when Kim Jong Il dies. I mean, this is megalomania. I mean, Hitler turned into Russia, who'd never been beaten, and went and fought numbers of 5-6 to 1. when he was already losing in the West. He got delusional. And the Germans were about 100 times less delusional historically and thought they might be able to win and lost millions of soldiers, by the way, and had a more high-tech military. North Korea's got a bunch of artillery, some old tanks, and a bunch of brainwashed people that'll do whatever they're told. But it's over, folks. North Korea actually starts something. And see, most groups like Iran may even be playing a double game with the globalists. We know in Iran-Contra they made deals with Reagan and others. And Chavez, there was some double gaming going on. But with North Korea, I've analyzed it. China keeps them on a leash, but not a very short one. And, I mean, they're a real wild card. And it's always been said by analysts that I agree with, like Joel Skousen. Let's get Joel Skousen on. Let's get Joel Skousen on tomorrow if we can. That North Korea will be the trigger for the big one. And what was Lindsey Williams told 3 years ago? He goes, don't worry about Middle East. They're going to start a big war, use riots and things to take that down. That came true. He has a Bilderberg-level source. I don't even know who it is. Can't say the name, obviously. But look for North Korea. That's the big one. And right as the global financial collapse is about to accelerate, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but this is getting close. With them ending the armistice, ending the ceasefire. And now, briefly, before I go to your calls, want to talk about the spectacle of Kim Jong-un, the third-generation dictator, where there's only power in a few military bases around the country and the main city, and they've got high-tech CAT scanners and the best equipment and Colby beef flown in from Japan and high-priced hookers flown in constantly for them and even B-movie stars flown in from Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. to service the every whim of Kim Jong-il and now his son, who showed up whenever he took over the throne. That's what it is. It's royalty. That's why royalty is so despicable. A couple more generations, they will be wearing crowns. They show up over there, and when he first got in there 6-7 months ago, or was it a year ago his dad died? Time flies. And he was all shell-shocked, looked like the little kid who'd been living in Switzerland, who was fascinated with basketball, the NBA, and movies. He was like this wide-eyed, the new Supreme Commander. And now he has that ha-ha-ha demonic look. And I watched the video. You all saw it a week ago. I was out of town. Dennis Rodman hugging him and them hugging. And Kim Jong-un's a great guy. And it's so much fun. And the sycophanticness of a burnout nobody celebrity getting all this, enjoyment and fame off of this infamy, and Kim Jong-un hugging him and all the sycophants around them and the gibbering and the evil and people playing basketball where if you don't do a good job, you're sent to a death camp, and Rodman defending that and saying he's a wonderful person, and all the psycho vampires that are starved on their own defeated people, seeing a fake celebrity there to visit them in their kingdom of shame is so disgusting. And it gets worse. Look at how Kim Jong-un operates. Threatening to nuke everyone. Threatening to kill everyone. Just like the globalist. Do what we say or Al-Qaeda will blow up America. Big sis ought to marry Kim Jong-un. She was just saying last week, terrorists will attack if you don't give us unlimited Homeland Security funding. Holder, give us the guns or more kids will die. We know you got wind-up toys doing these shootings, buddy. They're all under government psychiatric care. One of them was Air Force Run in Colorado. I mean, we know you're using terror to keep us under control as well. You just had a richer, more powerful nation to suck off of, and you've taken our wealth and destroyed it, but you use the same system of control. And you will debase us down to North Korea level because it's not just about you having all the power. It's about you watching us suffer. That's why you want us dependent and under your control, because you're the same diseased, rotting, ugly, demonic filth. Look at Big Sis. Look at Obama. Look at all these people. And they're just mercenaries for the bankers. Look at the top bankers. They are ugly, unhappy, wicked, turned over to evil people who themselves go to celebrity banquets constantly to sit up there like peacocks and be worshipped. They are empty, soulless, fallen, cancerous people who took over because they're anti-human and don't follow the regular codes that we do. And that doesn't make them strong. It makes them degenerate. And I'm telling you, if I ever see Dennis Rodman, I'm getting in his face, and I just get nauseous nauseous seeing him, Kim Jong-il, but they're an expression of what all mega tyrants become, of what all big government and big corporations creates. The unaccountability, the thuggish mafia behavior, and I swear, eternal resistance against all of these scum. We'll be back with your calls.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset jeans. 100% American made since 1987. Soft and broken in from a start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced mis-sized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? We keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best fitting jeans at Gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free Gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with the purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all Gusset orders at Gusset.com. That's Gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, or painful bowel movements? Have you considered your toilet posture? The colon needs proper alignment for faster, more effective elimination, and that's exactly what you'll get with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse or a pill, the Squatty Potty is a healthy step in the right direction, is doctor recommended, and starts at just $34.95. Call 855-628-1099 or go to SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
By the way, they have different types of extreme tourism, shock tourism, where tens of thousands of Americans and Europeans go to North Korea every year, and they post the videos online, and it's to make fun of the starving people and to get into all the evil and to pose with the soldiers. Yeah, there's war tourism, and it's a big thing with yuppies and trendies. With their, another thing is people with beards. But, you know, every guy's got a big beard, and they act goofy, and they make jokes. The archetype is like the guy in that new viral Oreo ad, where you're into the tyranny, you're into it being a joke. And that's what they're saying about Dennis Rodman. It's funny. It's cute. Oh, look at Kim Jong-un. He's a joke. You go to the comedy stores or costume stores, and there's Kim Jong-il tongue cleaners. It's all funny. Him chasing young girls on the beach. That'd be like making jokes out of Hitler, which they now do about it. It's funny. And Holocaust jokes and communist jokes. They have Mao Zedong restaurants where the trendies go. He killed 80-plus million people. They debate 60-something million to 84 million. The State Department and CIA say 60-something million. They put him in. They should know. The Chinese say 80-something mil. Look it up. And it's all a big joke. Yeah, there's a new one. 42% of Austrians think Hitler rule wasn't all bad. How about your country getting bombed and invaded? How was that? 20 million Germans died in that war. Only 2 million of the soldiers. Didn't go too good for them either. And again, things are so decadent now. Yesterday, I walked out of a restaurant. I went and had a meeting with one of my IT guys after the Sunday show. We had to have a meeting about some architecture purchases we're going to make, here in the IT architecture. And I'm walking out. It's sunset at about 7:15. And there's a big giant cell tower right there at the restaurant behind it, next to some office buildings, or actually on top of it. And there was signs about don't get close. It says radiation. So I was shooting a video going, notice they say that it's dangerous, but then if you tell people cell phones will give them cancer, they think you're a kook. And some woman is in a car parked about 10 feet away. She starts laughing. So I turn the camera off, the iPhone off, turn around, and I go, hey, what's going on? And she's laughing, going, what are you talking about? Laughing at me because she heard me talking about cancer. And I went, nothing. It's all funny, isn't it? And she didn't like that, and her boyfriend didn't like it. And I could tell they were laughing at us aggressively. They were laughing to mess up the video shot. They were like, what are you talking about, huh? What? Because, if she'd have been, laughing just because, she was uncomfortable, I would have explained it to her. She was like, what are you? And I was like, oh, no, everything's fine. Nothing. It's good for you. Government loves you. And she went, huh? And then started her car and drove off. So I shot another video that you can see that's up at Infowars.com that has a nice title for everybody. Dial R for radiation. Alex Jones discovers the wondrous new vitamin R for radiation. That's up at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. It's a little short video, but that's the spirit of it because everything's been given to them. They're living on the carcass of the richest, greatest country ever, that hardcore, vicious, smart, aggressive, the most inventive, the most trailblazing. Everybody came here through incredible hardship. I don't care what color you were, whether you were Chinese, black, white, you name it, super hard continent, wars, you name it. Building a continent and a civilization out of nothing, the pinnacle of power, strength, ruggedness, piracy, criminality, Christ-likeness, everything that was here. The good, the bad, and the ugly, this was it. And now there's these soft nothings who just think it's funny to laugh at death and destruction and Dennis Rodman hanging out with a mass-murdering scumbag who isn't even a mass-murdering scumbag like his grandfather, who actually took power, was in a big war, killed a bunch of people, and set up a cult for himself. That guy I don't like, but I can respect him. Then there's his pathetic son and all the horrible things he did. And then this guy. That's the cherry on top, is that it's a soft, weak, pudgy hand person who's never been in a fist fight, never had to get a paycheck, never gone hungry, and now gets to strut around with people worshiping him like God. They say the sun comes up because of him, and the birds sing. They actually say that. And the magic lights are seen around him by a horrible tyranny that has the people literally worshiping him. And then I have to see people making jokes about him. And now I've gone off into the Netherlands ranting about this. It fundamentally freaks me out and is the greatest poster child for everything I've ever talked about. With this cult of the state and the people that want to become something through the state. And as the state gets bigger, they will ascend. No, you will wreck everything. And people that say the state created civilization. No, the state is the managers of civilization that end up being the farmers on us, the slaves on the plantation. And I want a worldwide revolt of humanity against the technocrats. I want true libertad.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hard to turn that off. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, trying to ignite the human spirit that refuses to submit to tyranny. Lighting the brush fires of freedom worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to go to some of your phone calls, and I've got to get into this cancer news. What the globalists are striving for, some pretty amazing information that I haven't covered probably in a decade. There's so many times that I'll mention something, and I'll remember I haven't talked about it in ages, because years go by so quickly, at least they do for me. But everybody I talk to says things are accelerating. But North Korea has cut its hotline for the first time in 50 years. Or more, since 53, it's almost 60 years, or is 60 years, and is threatening nuclear attack on the U.S. or its neighbors. And they can hit Japan very easily. They can also hit California. It's a question of, would the missile actually go into orbit and come back down? And, you know, they're going to have to keep DC-10s in the area circling to shoot that sucker down. They use, again, particle beams to do it. Directed energy weapons. Man, man, I tell you. Just insane times to be alive. Just totally insane. And again, who's threatening this? One scumbag tyrant against another group of tyrants that have taken over our country.
And if you are worried about your safety, get a dog.
Can we play that one more time? That took my breath away. Yeah, that's the one, the only Jabba the Hutt on our show premiering here.
Look. And if you are worried about your safety, get a dog.
Yeah, and I asked the guys for that clip earlier. If you just joined us, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, top story. The police will protect you, so turn in your gun. And he's got all these links to articles and videos of the police and other people saying that you don't need a gun, get a dog, and that the police will protect you. You guys give that clip to Kurt or show him where it is online and also get him to add the Veritas video that we were playing on the Nightly News last week, where the cops in station after station are like, get a dog. No, you don't need a gun. Yes, I will come and take your guns. And it was all Eastern cities fully controlled by the globalists. They're full of great people, but, I mean, man, they're really hiring the next wave of police, because most cops are pro-gun because they're around guns. They know guns make crime go down. They know criminals are going to have guns anyways, and they tend to be more libertarian or constitutionalist. You can call them conservative, paleo-conservative. But not in Chicago, not in New York, and that's an oversimplification, obviously. Not in places they control. I mean, it's scary to know they will come for our guns, and they are the future. Under federalization of police, they are just taking departments over everywhere and putting a bunch of nanny state weirdos in who have that same control freak look in their eye that I see in the North Korean leadership's eye. You all know the look of a crazed nut, of a control freak nobody who wouldn't have been anything in their life, and who's so insecure about their powerlessness that they overcompensate by acting like total jerks. And it just punches my buttons around those people. I just turned like a wild gorilla or something, man. I'm like, don't you try to dominate me. And see, that's the problem. Those of us that are strong, those of us that are dominant, we don't like to act dominant because we're naturally dominant. Dominant just wants to protect people, be strong, build things. We like cool people. We like successful people. We like success. And then there's always scum trying to gang up on us and feed off of us. And I've had enough of it. So North Korean leadership and Obama's people and all of you, just go back to hell where you came from. I see you what you are, a bunch of ugly chicken neck scum, pathetic trash who want to walk around on red carpets and land in big jet airplanes and have us all live in awe of you. The way to bring down the New World Order is just to hate these people and to spit when you see them and to laugh at them and to know they're a bunch of North Korean trash. They are. They're a bunch of North Korean wannabes. All right, I said I'd take your calls. I said I'd get into the cancer news. I got Max Kaiser coming up. I've got all this other news as well. Man, the economy news we're going to cover in the next hour. We got David Knight's piece. How long is that? I know it's excellent. All right, get it ready. I'm gonna take calls quickly. Just have your point ready. I'll go to the next person. I appreciate you calling in. Jody in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm having a call-in on this North Korean wonderful piece of work.
Isn't he handsome?
Oh, yes. I think I'm along with you there. I think we ought to take him and Dennis Rodman and put them in a room with no windows, lock the door, and both of us go in there with baseball bats and lay about freely.
We don't want to call for any violence against Dennis Rodman, a burnout, reported drug addict, just pathetic ring wraith. I mean, Kim Jong-un is a demon.
Yeah, just lay him upside down once then and then just go to the Korean.
Whatever demonic angel the Satan has over North Korea, it's probably Satan himself. Whatever principality, the Bible says, has a certain demon over each city, because the devil has his top angels. Whatever one is there infests the leader, because I'm telling you, his son is now possessed. He has the same demonic look, the jack-o'-lantern look that the other leaders have. I'm serious. Look at it. He is possessed.
Yeah. I saw the report last week when they first announced that North Korea was planning a preemptive against the United States. And I guess just got to thinking about it because I just watched Strategic Relocation, and Joel Skousen had said something about a nuclear attack. Now, with this coming out in public news, do you think it might be possible that we could be seeing that as a false flag and get hit and it not necessarily be them?
Absolutely. North Korea is the only, they call it the Hermit Empire, and I've done deep analysis. North Korea is its own Looney Tune land. And it's not just intel and years of study. It's I can look at those people. They are just in another world driving around in 57 Chevys, and they can't even tie their shoelaces. I mean, they sell. This was even in Vanity Fair confirmed. The only meat for sale for the small middle class is dead babies and dead people. And they, I mean, that's what they serve is human flesh. I mean it's just total cuckoo land. I mean, look at those generals I'm showing on TV right now. I mean, that is just... And I understand why the yuppies think it's funny, but it isn't funny. There's millions of people held captive by them that are being fed on by them right now. That's why I start talking about, you know, making, you know sick jokes about it, because it makes me sick, too. It makes me sick to just get it off the screen. Get it off. Seriously, I can't handle it anymore. God bless you, ma'am. I appreciate your call. I mean, it's just look at all those little soft toadies. It's just, I've seen it a million times in government. And notice all the police chiefs that are up there saying ban guns, and the Congress people, they all have that weird softness to them. All the police chiefs and sheriffs that are out there pro-gun and anti-tyranny, they all look really tough and mean, and they've got light in their eyes because they have an instinct to want to actually help people. Evil always looks like little soft people. I'm so sick of them. I'm sick of them ruling over us. I'm tired of it. It's backwards. It's going back thousands of years ago. Scum started getting together to dominate the strong and make us their slaves. That's how this works, and I'm sick of it. And if you stop bending over, it won't ever get to this point. Let's go to another call here. Let's talk to Scott in California. Says, is a ammo manufacturer. Yeah, I have an article about that. Almost every ammo manufacturer, they're estimating over 90%, are now officially sold out. I talked to a major distributor, one of the biggest in the country. He's looking around for ammo 2 weeks ago, and he said by April they're going to be sold out nationwide and guns. Then I talked to another gun dealer, was told the same thing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have waited all last week because I wanted to bring this to you personally. And we're a small ammunition manufacturer, and we would like to make a pledge to the American people. And that pledge is that we will sell our ammo to civilians first. And I'm seeing this all over the place, is that one of the big reasons that ammunition is so hard to get is that all the manufacturers are fulfilling law enforcement and government and military contracts first. It says, like, I'm reading one article.
Yeah,
right,
let
here,
me tell you what's civilian happening. No. I mean, I agree. This is a total victory here. This is the blueprint for total victory. All over the country, it was like 5, then it was 10. I saw an article last night where it's over 50 major manufacturers, and that's most of them, are now saying they're not going to sell to the feds or any other municipality that's for victim disarmament for the citizens. And they're looking to see if that municipality's pro-gun. And I agree. They should only sell to citizens and municipalities that are pro-gun and show our real muscle before they shut us down with a industry boycott. See, they're trying to bankrupt the gun industry with lawsuits and stuff. It's time for the gun industry to bankrupt them. You've got to fight fire with fire. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so I want to throw down the gauntlet to all the other manufacturers. Now, I understand there's the policeloophole.com website with firearm manufacturers who are saying they won't sell guns to municipalities or the like that they aren't allowed to sell to the people. And that's a good start. But what good are guns without ammunition? And what we have to have is all the ammunition manufacturers step up and say, we are going to fill civilian orders first, not last.
And let me tell the listeners, you can confirm this and tell us about your company if you want, because I want to check it out. I mean, I believe you, but I want to verify it as well. And I'm also a capitalist, maybe become a sponsor, not that you need any sponsorship, I'm sure. They have, under EPA regulations, passed 20 years ago, but implemented last year. They always grandfather it. They're shutting down all the lead mines in the U.S., so they're having to go get it out of aircraft and stuff. The only place that has big lead mines we're allowed to get it from is China, and they're talking about an embargo now because they called for us to have our guns taken where we can't get the lead. Go ahead.
Right. I believe it. The primary source for our bullets is we're using copper bullets, so hopefully that won't impact us too much. Am I allowed to mention my company's name?
Yeah, right, mention it. I want some ammo, though.
All right. We're Monolithic Munitions. Our website is monolithicmunitions.com. And we're a very small manufacturer.
How much do you produce a month?
Duty. We're about 5 to 10,000 rounds a month at this point. And
I love it, though. We need all sorts. You see, listen, them shutting it down and buying 2 billion rounds to dry it up and doing all this is only making all these small manufacturers open up. And then there's all these small gun manufacturers opening up. I just love it. I just love supply and demand. We're going to stomp their butt in the ground. Listen, I got to jump, brother. Send an email to showtips@infowars.com. We'd like to talk to you more. God bless. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. This next report tells it all. I'm going to come back with your calls. This next report tells it all. CBS News went out and did a report, but they said Pamplin ordinance not enforced during South by Southwest. The city's claiming you can't hand out literature anywhere in the city. That's a total fraud. When the police were put on the spot, they refused to enforce it after we made a big stink out of it. And this just shows the incredible tyranny that's going on. And then they said we couldn't have bumper stickers on our car. So that shows how far they want to take all this. Here is David Knight's report. What is your line in the sand?
March 6th, 1836. The Battle for the Alamo. 177 years ago, we still remember and celebrate their bravery. But what did they die for? It wasn't Anglo versus Mexican. It was people of every tongue, tribe, and race standing against tyranny. They could have gone along quietly. They could have surrendered and surrendered their freedoms, but they didn't. They drew their line in the sand and said, "We'll die before we give up our freedoms." Well, Colonel Travis drew a line in the sand at the Alamo, and 60 years before the Alamo, the founders of this country drew the line at a small tax on tea. Where do you draw the line on tyranny? As I returned to Austin, I found that like cities all over America, corporatists were trying to deny basic freedoms by intimidation. South by Southwest is big business here in Austin. It's a huge industry show for music, film, and interactive media. And they seem to think they own Austin for that week. As InfoWars is handing out our monthly magazine for free, South by Southwest got some Austin police officers to issue warnings, then tickets when we wouldn't stop. But there is no ordinance against handing out free information on public streets, whether or not South by Southwest is in town.
Well, I had my car parked there with some banners on the side, and that was illegal. So they told me they were going to give me a ticket, and I was going to get in trouble just because I had my banners there. I had some magazines in front of the car. So it is true, we had to hassle with them.
They told you they couldn't hand them out. We got a ticket.
Yeah, and then this cop, he was giving out warnings to everybody, even people that were giving away free logs. Yeah, they got tickets as well. This guy was harassing us and saying that we can't give away more magazines because we are not a sponsor of South by Southwest.
Did you hear that? Now South by Southwest people say if the cops don't harass us because the cops are now behaving like they should under the Constitution, they're now having people come up and harass us saying you can't on city streets hand a magazine out because you're not South by Southwest. They now say they own Austin. Does the Chronicle own Austin? Because nothing stops people that aren't backing down. Nothing stops people that are willing to die. Nothing stops 1776. Nothing stops it. You got that stuff? Nothing. I'll close with this. The words from Deeper Vendetta. Flesh.
All right, great job, Jakari Jackson and David Knight. David Knight's put that together at his house on his own computer, working over the weekend to get the information out. We're going to come back with more calls, and then I guess I'll have to go into overdrive or something. You know what? I promise to get to the cancer news. Let me cover a big secret next, then I'll take some calls. Then we'll get Max Kaiser's coming on. But Zachary and others, your calls are coming up. Again, I'm Alex Jones. You're listening to the InfoWars worldwide radio transmission for Liberty. Please stand by.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Tuning in via radio, you can just type in to a search engine immortalized cell line to find out about this. And the reason this is so important is the globalists, since the 50s, have been writing about this, but intensely the last 20 years in their different eugenics publications. One line of immortality they believe they're going to achieve, whether that's real or not, that's what they're building this whole world government for. Build a world government to dumb us down, soft kill us, exterminate us. They publicly say 80-90%, but their more internal documents that we've published when we dig them up are 99%. You don't tell the general crew, hey, we're going to kill everybody because they can do the math. Well, then you're going to kill me. No, they said, we're going to kill 80%. But then in the higher level meetings, it's we're going to kill everybody. And then the 1% that's allowed to live in the new magical kingdom they're going to build, will merge with computers. And that's the dominant line that Kurzweil and others run. And this is the religion that, you know, the TED cult, and that's a mid-level deal that people pay $8,000 to be part of. They're just the useful idiots actually funding the higher-level cult. That's what they're setting up. That's what the UN's about, all this stuff. And it's a race. So they've got the development line for the cybernetic interfaces for extended life. And then they've got the immortalized cell line area. And I want to show TV viewers, radio listeners, just search this. Henrietta Lacks. And she was born in 1920, died in 1951. And she died of a very fast-acting cancer that just killed her in about a month. And if you read the science legacy, they found that most cells will start dividing. They'll become cancerous when they try to repair their DNA and start mutating. Normal cells will start dividing slower, and then you die because your cells don't replenish themselves. But generally, before that happens, others learn how to fix themselves and start mutating and take over. And I'm oversimplifying this. This is so important. I'm going to do a whole report on it this week. I will do it this week with Aaron Dykes. But just to give you a foretaste of what's coming up, and we'll air the special report here, let's say by Friday. I'll probably shoot it today or tomorrow, then he'll put it together for Friday. And it said the cells from her tumor were given to researcher George Galloway, who discovered that Henrietta's cells had something you'd never seen before. They could be kept alive and grown and did not die. Generally, they die within a few days, just cultured. But even with medium or without the medium, these cells stay alive and continue to replicate and stabilized. So it is the Lazarus cell. They use that term in some literature. It's also been picked up by some of the video game manufacturers, you know, that put out zombie movies and things. But when you see a movie, you know, the latest remake of I Am Legend or The Last Man Alive on Earth, and you see the remake and they have a cancer vaccine that kills most people but turns other people down the road, doesn't happen right away, into undead, they can't die unless you totally, you know, chop them up. They are one giant cancer. Their cells have been made immortal. And when you get into it, this has got the NSA right now going crazy. This is one of the biggest secrets. And by secrets, it's in the literature, but they don't want it in the popular culture. That's why their literature admits it all. But when a show seen as a pop show that actually reaches people on talk radio, TV, that reaches a wide audience, the unwashed audience as they see us, this is not supposed to be talked about. And so what it does is you're not literally a zombie. Your heart's still beating, everything else. But it turns all your cells into immortal cancer cells. Now, obviously, there's going to be mutations. It's going to kill most people. So they're going to test it on us in the new cancer vaccines that are coming out. And I've studied the groups involved in that. The UN's involved. They're going to test their immortality mutation shot on us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.